John, you got the rain at the weekend, but I guess, A, it was good news that you got it, and B, you probably got it at the right time in the scheme of things, didn't you?
That's right, yeah. You know, the ground last week, when I walked it myself, was good and good to firm. A mixture of both on both the round and straight courses. So the rain over the weekend has helped, and it's put us in a great position for the start of the week.
We're talking now, presumably it's good to soften now after what happened over the weekend. I mean, Roderick's been reaching with us. He's using words like the best I've ever seen it. Did you give him a new phrase book for Christmas?
I think I must have done. To be fair to Roderick and the team up at Doncaster, I walked it last week, and it's those words that I used myself. The track's in fantastic condition, probably as good as I've ever seen it. The forecast is great for the rest of the week. We've got dry weather forecast, a little bit overcast today, but then warming up, so sort of low 20s for the rest of the week. So it'll dry up nicely throughout the week, and you know, hopefully we'll have great racing ground throughout the week
and great excitement building. Obviously 14 potential horses for the Ladbrokes and Ledger, and you know, it is looking like everything that the world's oldest classic ought to be.
That's it. It's a fantastic race for everybody. Horsemen love it, we love it obviously at Doncaster, and we've had great support from Ladbrokes over the years, so you know, it's a race that we all look forward to.
And day one, it's something different, but it's been terrifically well received. This Ledger Legends, you couldn't have written the script. You know, McCoy comes back last year and suffering from a severely twisted arm at the hands of Jack Berry. It's going to throw us up a wonderful story to start the week, isn't it? Whoever wins.
It is, yeah. It's a race that's really gathered momentum over the years. And as you say, I think it would be difficult to top last year with AP. But it's great to see, you know, Joseph O'Brien coming over for the race this year. It's a real spectacle in itself, and kicks off the week in great style.